The Story of Moving Pictures by James McMenamin. Copyright Black Cat Publishing. Introduction. If you want to tell a story or tell people about your ideas, a picture can often be better than words. And moving pictures can be much better. Everyone knows the most famous example of moving pictures, the cinema. But the cinema is quite new. It was invented at the end of the 19th century. Before then, people used other ways to make moving pictures. Magic lanterns. Moving pictures were first made with magic lanterns. These instruments were very simple. You first put plates of coloured glass into the lanterns. These plates had pictures on them. Light went through the plates. The light then entered a lens. This made the pictures bigger. Then you projected these pictures onto a screen or a wall. You could change the coloured plates. In this way, the magic lanterns showed one picture, and then another, and then another, and so on. So it seemed that the pictures were moving. Athanasius Kircher, 1601 to 1680, first wrote about these instruments in 1646. Kircher, a German who lived in Rome, was a scientist and inventor, but we don't know the real inventor of the magic lantern. People enjoyed magic lantern shows for more than 200 years. One of the most famous shows was called Phantasmagoria. It was created by the Belgian Etienne Gaspard Robertson, 1773 to 1837, and was very popular in the 1790s. The Phantasmagoria was a kind of horror show. The room was very dark, and you could only see the screens. Robertson put his magic lanterns on wheels. In this way, he could quickly move them closer to the screen and make his pictures bigger. The effect was like the zoom in the cinema. He also used lights and made things move to produce frightening effects, such as ghosts. A musician played music, and very often the audience cheered. There were no permanent places for magic lantern shows. There were shows in rooms inside public buildings and outside in squares and parks. But when the cinema was invented, people soon stopped going to see magic lantern shows. The invention of cinema. The cinema was invented at the end of the 19th century. There were a number of inventors and inventions. The most important inventors were Thomas Alva Edison, 1847 to 1931, from the United States, and the Lumiere brothers, Auguste, 1862 to 1954, and Louis, 1864 to 1948, from France. Edison was both a scientist and an inventor. The phonograph and the light bulb are two of his most important inventions. There were more than 1,000. Edison could record sound with his phonograph, but he also wanted to record pictures. In 1890, with his assistant, William K. L. Dixon, he invented the kinetograph, a camera for recording moving pictures. They then invented the kinetoscope, a machine for looking at moving pictures. It was finished in 1892. The kinetoscope was different from a magic lantern because it could not project pictures onto a screen or a wall. To see the pictures, you had to look through a small hole at the top of the machine. See picture. Only one person could look in each machine. In 1894, there was a kinetoscope parlor on Broadway Avenue in New York City. You could watch moving pictures for 25 cents. The cinematograph was invented in France by the Lumière brothers. It was finished in 1895. It was different from Edison's kinetoscope because it was both a camera and a projector. So you could project films onto a screen for a big audience. It was also less heavy than Edison's invention. It was easy to move it outside. For this reason, the Lumière brothers made most of their films outside. Edison made most of his films inside. He recorded moments from public shows. The first film in history was made by the Lumière brothers in 1895. In French, it was called La Sortie des Usines Lumière. In English, Workers Leaving the Lumière Factory. Like the other films by the Lumière brothers, it was a moment from everyday life and lasted about a minute. The first projection of one of the Lumière brothers' films, The Arrival of a Train, was in a café in Paris in 1895. The first films that told stories were also French. Georges Méliès, 1861 to 1938, was a magician before he started to make films. He made 520 films. One of the most famous was his 400th film, A Trip to the Moon, 1902. This 14-minute film was very popular in the USA. The first American film that told a story was The Great Train Robbery. It was made in 1903 by Edwin S. Porter, 1869 to 1941, who worked for Edison as a news photographer. This 12-minute film was also the first Western. The story is very simple. Some robbers stop a train and steal $5,000. A group of men goes after them. They kill all the robbers and take back the money. In the USA, films were called motion pictures or moving pictures. These phrases were first used in 1896. Motion pictures is still used. Each year, the Oscars are given by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. But from about 1912, most Americans used the word movies. Most British people say films, but in Britain and the USA, you can use both words. Early cinemas. People soon began to open places to show these new films to the public. The first opened in 1905 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It had only 96 seats. It was called the Nickelodeon because a ticket cost one nickel. A nickel is the American 5-cent coin. Its first film was The Great Train Robbery. Nickelodeons soon began to open in many American and European cities. And by 1908, there were already between 8,000 and 10,000 in the USA. But as films became more popular, the places to see films became bigger and more comfortable. In 1914, the Strand opened in New York, with places for 3,300 people to sit. Americans called the Strand and places like it movie theatres. British people usually called them cinemas. The word cinema, first used in 1909, comes from the cinematograph of the Lumiere brothers. Early films. Like The Great Train Robbery, the first films were always silent and usually black and white. But there were films with colour very early in the history of film. These were painted by hand. But new inventions in the 1920s and 1930s and the development of cartoons made colour films more common. In 1928, Walt Disney, 1901 to 1966, made the first Mickey Mouse cartoon, Steamboat Willie. It was the first cartoon with sound. Steamboat Willie was in black and white. But 5 years later, Disney won an Oscar for Flowers and Trees, one of the first cartoons in colour. The 1927 black and white film, The Jazz Singer, is important because it was the first long film, 90 minutes, with complete sound. It had actors both singing songs and talking in conversations. After The Jazz Singer, all films were made with sound.